Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Lisa's call right now because she called in early. President of Minneapolis City Council, Lisa Bender, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, it has been a big and exciting day for you guys. Can you walk us through what happened this morning with this proposal to begin the work on ending the Minneapolis Police Department? What does that mean?
Yeah. So today's action was a big deal, but it is just one step in the work that we are doing to really reinvest in holistic public safety in our community. Today, the council voted unanimously to advance a proposed ballot measure to Minneapolis voters, hopefully in time for this upcoming 2020, the November election. And it would ask voters, should we amend the charter to create a new Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention? And it would remove the police department as its own separate charter department, moving police under that bigger department in the charter.
So it's really up to the voters. The city council can't do this on its own?
That's right. Our city's charter is amendable either by a vote of the people or by a unanimous decision of all 14 elected officials, every council member, and the mayor. So this ballot question would go directly to the voters in November.
So let's do a hypothetical. Let's say the voters vote for it. Yes, we vote to amend the charter. Then what is the work of the city council and what would policing in Minneapolis look like after that?
Yeah. So policing in Minneapolis, the current system has been in place for 150 years. So we have a long history of one kind of system to look at public safety in our community. For the past number of years, 5-6 years, we've invested in a number of different strategies to help keep people safe. We've invested in community-based violence prevention. We have a hospital-based program, and we're seeing really great results from that work. So this shift would allow us to have a new department that focuses on that holistic approach to safety, matching the right response to a person's call for help, whether it be mental health, whether it be opioid or addiction resources, whether it be violence prevention, et cetera. And so really matching that right response to the call for help, preventing violence before it begins, and really investing in our community with policing as one part of that, at least in the short term. So this creates a new structure that we could build within, together with our community, with budget decisions that will have public hearings, with ordinances that would include community engagement, and we're getting ready to kick off a big discussion in our city about what does public safety look like, how has it been working for you, and how we can build into the future. So all of those things are happening at the same time, and this is one procedural step that will let voters, make this change in the charter itself.
We have people who call into this show that say, I'm not going to come downtown to Twins games or Minneapolis anymore if there aren't going to be police on the streets keeping the peace. Will there still be an armed police presence in Minneapolis?
This charter change would maintain a group of police officers, at least it says may maintain, and in the short term, that group would stay in existence, and it would be within this bigger department. So some folks are saying we don't want to have any police in the city. To me, that is not a short-term, next few months or next couple of years decision. But first is really investing in and building up these systems of safety to prevent violence and really keep every member of our community safe. And at the same time, making the changes needed to make sure that our police department is really serving our community better and making sure that our police department is serving every single resident, you know, starting from day one. And those urgent changes are underway in part because of the state lawsuit and other actions taking place.
So the people that are worried about coming to Twins games and keeping the peace, they're going to be fine because there will still be some kind of a police presence around the Twins games or whatever they need to keep them safe, correct?
Yes, although I would say, I mean, we're starting to see really troubling rises of crime all around the country. And based on our experience in Minneapolis, we need a more holistic approach to really keep people safe, that the violence that we're seeing isn't just solved from a police department reacting to violence, but to really invest in prevention and community safety. So I think even in the short term, it's really both of those strategies that will keep our community safe.
What happens to the union under this proposed plan?
You know, this charter amendment really doesn't directly affect that bargaining unit agreement. That is a separate legal question. And so that is another barrier to change. The Federation's contract is up for renegotiation. We've been in negotiations, and I think we have seen, some troubling resistance to change within the organization. So that is another avenue of change. The lawsuit from the state human rights department on patterns of racial discrimination will certainly continue to result in change. There's already been changes from that. So it's really all hands on deck, looking at every single way we can work together to improve safety in our community.
Okay, but what I'm hearing you say is the city council doesn't really control whether or not there is a union and who runs that union.
You know, I think that's correct. I mean, the existing union is in place. The members of the union elect their leadership. You know, we are talking with our legal teams about strategies to look at to really address what is pretty egregious situation with the union. But for now, that federation is the body that has been elected to negotiate with the city on behalf of its members.
Mayor Fry was just on with Chad a few moments ago, and it's no problem. I'm sure you're busy. You didn't have to be listening. He did say that he doesn't necessarily think that this is a good amendment. He said it's too nebulous. It's not defined. What's your reaction to that? And are you getting pushback from the mayor on many of your initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, the mayor and I work together on a lot of issues. We don't see eye to eye on public safety, but we will continue to work together to lead the city, and that's what these jobs demand. You know, on this issue, I would say the current system is very nebulous. Right now, policing policy is made behind closed doors with the chief and the mayor outside of public view. And in the city council process, when we pass an ordinance or amend the budget, we have public hearings, we publish our agendas, the information is available to the public, we accept the comments, and it's very clear. We take a clear vote. So things like use of force policy, our chokehold banned, the new, duty to intervene, all of those policies right now are done behind closed doors with the mayor and the chief outside the public view. So one of the goals of this charter amendment, if it were to pass, is to create more transparency and to put policing, which is such an important function of our city, to put that at the same level of scrutiny and transparency that other functions of the city have, like building roads or housing, you know, where all of those things are done in the transparent eye of the public.
If the proposal passes, would the chief stay or be ousted?
This proposal does shift the department structure so that the department head would be someone with experience and holistic approaches to public safety. And then there would be a division director who would be in charge of more traditional police officers. And so that both of those positions would be nominated by the mayor and approved by the city council. It certainly doesn't preclude, you know, any particular person or any particular role, but it does set out those parameters. And like our other department heads, would be nominated by the mayor and approved by the city council with a majority vote.
I see. So the position of the chief would be renamed to something else, and the mayor could theoretically nominate Chief Arredondo for one of those positions.
Yes, the way it's written, the department director, it says very explicitly needs to have had experience outside of law enforcement in holistic approaches to public safety or restorative justice, and not just law enforcement experience. So anyone who meets those criteria would be eligible for nomination by the mayor and approval by the city council.
Which the current chief, you're saying, does not have.
I'm not sure. I know the chief's been with the department for a long time. I think that would be, the details of any individual would be considered, I think, if this does pass.
If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Lisa Bender, the president of the Minneapolis City Council. Lisa, what else do you want to say to the community? What did I not ask you that you want to share here today on CCO?
We've had a number of unanimous actions at the City Council that really demonstrate how united we are in working together to make sure every single member of our city is safe. We take that seriously. We are working with the urgency that the moment requires after the death of George Floyd and the unrest and the pain that our community is going through. But we are also in this with our community, with lots of opportunity for involvement, including, hopefully, this direct question to the voters on the ballot.
What are you hearing from voters? What's the word on the street about this?
I have seen a huge shift in public perception of public safety in a very short time. I mean, I've been in office for 7 years. It's not very long, but a lot has happened in that time. And I've never seen anything quite like this, with such an outcry, with so many constituents contacting me with a demand for change, for more accountability, for swift action, and to really think differently about how we're approaching public safety during the weeks of unrest in our city, and especially those days of really intense unrest and fires. Community members across our city came together to keep each other safe. And so they've had a different experience of what it feels like, to work together to support safety. Of course, that is the worst possible scenario. We don't want to have our community members working together in an emergency in that way. We want to build on those lessons and really work together to support community safety, to prevent violence, and make sure every member of our community is safe.
Lisa Bender, president of the Minneapolis City Council. Change is here. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much for the time today. We hope you'll come back on the show.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.